This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November the 30th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 46, verse 10. It says there, "Be still and know that I am God." End of quote. The original meaning of the word still in Hebrew comes from a word meaning to release or let go. In other words, learn to keep a loose grip on things, circumstances, and people, and know we are not in control, but God is in control. The writer of the book of Psalm 46 was faced with fearful circumstances, as verse 2-3 describes. However, while shaking, frightened, roaring, troubled times, the writer acknowledges the presence of the Lord. Because God is in the middle of it all, the city of God would not be moved. He says the God of Jacob is our fortress, therefore his people would be safe and secure even in horrible experiences. Are you faced with the fearful, shaking and troubled times? You know God is in control and he is sovereign. During our struggles, confusion and shocking circumstances, God asks us to be quiet before him. In other words, stop fighting, striving and be silent and quiet before the Lord. Give it to the Lord and allow him to take over your case and work on it. Secondly, after being quiet, start praying. Ask God to help you see things the way he sees. Pray for a clear mind and good understanding. If possible, write down your prayers and save it in a Word document. Later, you will look back on your prayers and wonder how God took care of your worries and problems. Thirdly, open the Bible, that is the Word of God, and start reading. Cultivate a daily, quiet meditation time with the Lord. When you read the Bible, God talks to you. You prayed before, and now you listen to what God says to you when you open the Bible and read it from daily. Fourthly, think about what you read. Give careful attention and ponder on what you read. Keep God's counsel inside your heart. Start doing what he asked you to do. Fifthly, write down daily what God communicated to you through his word. Keep and save your discoveries from the Bible in a daily dictionary or a word document. You will get lots of communication from God as you cultivate your regular prayer time, reading Bible and listening from God. This way, you will gather a great measure of treasure for your future. Sixthly, thank the Lord, pray, and read the Bible again. Cultivate daily conversation with the Lord. Remember, it does not need to be a long time. You start in a small way and extend more time later if possible. Prayer, daily devotion of the Bible, take notes and thank and close with a prayer. All these can be done in less than 30 minutes. If you have a computer and word, it will make it much more manageable. This is one of the best ways to be still before God and acknowledge he is God and he is in sovereign control. Why should we do this? The verse 1 of Psalm 46 says this. You see, it says God is our refuge and strength. He is the very present help in trouble. There is no refuge and strength out there apart from God. You see, he is available to help you 24 hours and 7 days of the week. All of the above that I said to you doesn't make any sense if you do not have a personal relationship with God in heaven. You see, the first thing must be first. If you are not yet connected to God, I can help you today. Jesus Christ, who came to this earth and paid for all of your sins with his sinless and divine blood, is the only mediator between you and God. You can connect with God and begin a new life by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior right now in a small prayer with me. Got a moment for today's prayer? Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, I want to obey your command to be still and know that you are God and you are in sovereign control of my affairs. I will pray, meditate on the Bible every day. I need your wise counsel to face the issues of my life. I understand to be still, I need you in my life. I give my worries, struggles in your hand. Lord, I accept Jesus, the only mediator between you and people, as as my Savior and Lord today. I know He shed His blood to forgive me, to save me and grant me eternal life. And He died and rose again for all of my sins. Jesus, come to my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.